my gosh, hey! It is so good to see you. You look so amazing tonight. Thanks again for coming. Actually, you are the first one. I can't believe you actually fell for, I mean, came for it. My house party, I mean. It is so great that you're here. Come on in. Sit down. Is there something you want to drink? Maybe a beer or a shot? I also have non-alcoholic drinks, but since this is a party, you have to drive later? I see. So responsible. Wow, look at you, Mr. Adult over here. I'm just teasing you, but man, you really are looking so good tonight. I mean, you always look stunning, but tonight? Whoa, Mr. Handsome has arrived. Drinks! I was about to get drinks. Let me jump into the kitchen real quick. So I got Coke, Dr. Pepper, orange juice, and sparkling water. What do you want? Got it. I'll also grab some snacks while I'm here. You enjoy the ones they sell on campus a lot, right? Oh, I think you've told me about that before. Then I think I must have seen you eating these, because I can only think about you whenever I see these. Nothing. Get comfy on the couch. I'll be right there. Here you go. And for me, one, two, and three. Now, this party can really start. Isn't it a bit early to drink this much? Trust me, for today, I really need this. Okay, so let's talk. We never talk. You're never around. You always just hang around with your friends. It wouldn't hurt you just to hang with me as well, no? I mean, I'm cool too. Understatement? Oh, shush! I am not popular at all. Well, yeah, I might have a big group of people around me, but I wouldn't call myself popular. And just because almost every guy in our year tried his shot with me does not mean I'm popular, okay? Yeah, almost everyone. But never the right one. You know, when these guys come to me, I never really pay much attention. They're just after me since I am so pretty and have so many friends. But really? They don't know me at all. This one guy, he bought me a ring on our first date. And let me tell you, he bought one with a red stone. And red is so not my color. It makes me look not so important. Anyway, what about you, Mr. Handsome? Any girl you're into? Or maybe you're already in a relationship. You're not? Oh, what a surprise. I would have never thought. You are such a catch. How has no one pulled you out of the pond yet? Maybe I should give it a try. Oh, nothing. So, would you mind having a girlfriend? I mean, who am I kidding? Everyone wants a partner, right? So, are you trying to date? 'Cause I did not find you on any dating app. I just use them since they make me feel good about myself. Anyway, here, have another sip. Oh no, that was my glass. I am so sorry. I know you're here by car. Damn it. Silly me. I guess you can't drive home like that later. So why not stay here? It is totally fine. Trust me. Wait, you never saw my bedroom before. Come up. Let's go. I have to show you. It is so comfy. You would hate yourself to decline my offer after you saw it. My bed is the most fluffy that there is to buy, and it is so big. I swear, we can totally sleep there together. Oh, the couch, right. We won't be alone. Jessica will sleep here as well. She said she takes the couch. She is very stingy about it. Apparently, she wakes up every night and has to go to the bathroom. So she said she doesn't want to wake me up in the middle of the night. So sorry. The couch is already occupied. Anyway, let's go. See? Does this not look like the best place to sleep? Try it. I swear my bed is super, super fluffy. No, really. Go in. It's cool. We're friends, no? Of course we are. Why would you think otherwise? Do you hate me? You don't, do you? 'Cause if you did, why wouldn't you come to my party? No way you hate me. Maybe you're just shy. Is this your first time in a girl's bedroom? No need to worry. This is just a room like any others. So please, go inside and try the bed. I swear you won't be able to leave this place once you're in. What noise? Anyway, jump in the bed. Come on. Fluffy, right? See, I told you. Now, catch. Man, you're such a klutz. I swear you look so panicked. But, now that we are this close, I can get a better look at your eyes. They are so perfect. Close? I don't think I'm close at all. In fact, I think I could be a little closer. You see, I always wanted to have some time with you. You were just so fascinating. The way you talk. The way you dress, how you act, it is all so, so perfect. Oh my, I am so sorry. It must have been the shots. I swear normally I'm not that kind of girl, but you're just so my type. And finally, we are together. I had to take this chance. And by the fact that you're still in my bed, bright red, you don't seem to hate me either. What a good boy you are. God, you're so delicious. Why did you make me wait so long for you? I was always hoping you'd come up to me. Like all the other guys. But you never did. I did see you trying to catch a peek. Not that I can blame you. My figure is amazing. I work out 4 times a week for this body. Don't be so stiff.
It is okay to touch me, you know.
Oh my. Did someone awake to something?
Good boy. You like me after all, don't you?
Of course you do. Who doesn't? Every man on campus falls for me. But I don't care about anyone but you. They don't stand a chance in comparison. So why did you never come up to me? I swear, you do like me, don't you? After all, you kissed me back. Of course you like me. Or not. Tell me, do you like me? You do? Good boy. Say it again. And again. I said, say it again. See? Not so hard after all. Gosh, we'll be the perfect couple. Not that I care what others think. I only want you to love me, to look at me, to crave me, depend on me, to be mine. So cute. You are beet red. Is this your first time kissing a girl? It better be. But you're so good at kissing. Wait. Did you kiss someone before me? Did you cheat? I swear, if I find out who it was, I... Just now was your first kiss? I knew it. You'd never do that to me. Your lips are way too addictive anyway. I would have seen more pests around you if anyone besides me would know about that. So I think it's a good thing that I was your first. I'll be your first in many things anyway. First kiss? First girlfriend?
First wife? First mother of your children.
No, nothing. I just got shy, sing the rest. Yeah, that was it. Anyway, since when did you like me? Was it long? How long? You don't know? How? I know since when I liked you. It was 578 days ago. It was the day you had this presentation. And you got a little shy and became a bit red presenting. It was totally adorable. I knew I had to make you mine. But that's just love, right? I just love you so much. So much so it even scares me at times. Me! But that does not matter. Now that we are finally together, you'll make it official soon, right? 'Cause I want everyone to know you're mine, and I am yours. And since we belong to each other, why don't we really bond today? You see? I'm wearing something really special under my clothes.
Just for you.
I was preparing for today. And I am sure you'll enjoy the view. Just give me your hand. Slowly but surely. Hey, where are you going? No, don't go to the door. Yeah, you see, I'm a bit paranoid, so I locked the doors behind me. Please don't freak out. Everything everything is fine. Shh. Gosh, you're so beautiful with that fearful face. The panic in your eyes is adorable. Oh, sweetheart, calm down. Listen to me. I said listen. Your girlfriend is talking to you right now. So look at me. Good. Now give me a kiss. Good boy. As I told you, do you not listen to me? I said I locked doors out of paranoia. What if there was someone in my apartment? This way, they don't get into my room. I'm beautiful, remember? What if there is some stalker or some weirdo trying to do something with me? That would be so creepy. So I lock my doors. Don't you want your girlfriend to be safe? So please calm down, okay? Everything is fine. You're just a bit confused. Breathe with me, okay? In. In and out. Very good boy. Are you calm again? Great. Silly you. What did you expect? Me being some crazy lady trying to lock you in my room forever? That is way too complicated to do so. I'd have to remove any traces, give myself a fake alibi, fake your death so no one ever look for you, and we could never go on dates. It is just not worth the struggle. No, no, no. I never thought of it, of course. I would never. Because I love you, baby. I would never do anything to harm you.
But if I think it is the best for you.
Oh, nothing. Anyway, why don't we go back to the bed and continue where we left off? I guess you got a little shy and ran off, huh? But I know it's your first time, so there's no pressure. I can guide the way for you if you really are that nervous. Because there is nothing to be embarrassed about, darling. I won't bite. Unless you want me to. So let's just be with each other. I won't force you into anything. Just for tonight, anyway. Now that we're finally together, we should just take it. Each step as it comes, you know? We'll just cuddle for tonight. I really want to cuddle with you. Lock my legs behind you. Not letting you go.
How does that sound to you?
Shouldn't the others start arriving soon? What others? This party sleepover? Oh, right. You see, about that. It might sound bad, but baby, please don't freak out again, okay? Just hear me out. You're the only person I invited tonight, and I wasn't expecting anyone else. It's just me and you. I knew you liked me, so I thought this was the only way I could make a shy boy like you confess to me. It might be a little creepy, but it worked out in the end, right? You're in bed with me. We're in bed with each other, and that's the most important thing. You don't need to think about the creepy thing of my plan of getting you here. No. We're together.